service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Monday, July 8th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is State Representative Neil Friske for the 107th House District. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Randy. How's it going today? How was your fourth holiday?
Well, my fourth was crazy busy. We were in a couple parades over here in Antrim County for Vicky's race. And, man, we ran out of candy in Central Lake. I never imagined there'd be that many kids and that many families lining the streets of that little town. But, man, it was a great event. I was going to ask you the same. How did your 4th go, and where were you at over the 4th of July?
Yep, no, the 4th was great. And you're right on the candy. So I was in Boyne City, St. Ignace, and Sault Ste. Marie. I had an entry in Petoskey, but there was a conflicting times there, so I wasn't able to be at that one myself. But, yeah, the candy thing is comical. I think I spent almost $1,000 on candy, and I could have had two or three times as much.
Yes.
But that's all part of the fun. Had a great time. We were blessed. The weather held off, so in between a couple of rainy days there, but it was great.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that was so interesting is how the kids, you know, come toward the vehicles and they're scrambling and fighting over the candy. It causes you to throw more. That's why we ran out. I bought three 20-pound bags, and I told Vicky we could have bought 10 and still probably not had enough. But the thing of it is, the parents and the grandparents sitting on the curb, smiling and waving, you know, appreciate you, you know, throwing some candy to the kids. But, Neil, one of the things I thought was really important was at the end, we went down to Thurston Park, and the Lions and the Rotary folks had put on a chicken dinner. And it was so amazing to me, the people so thankful for us showing up and talking. We were the only candidate for county clerk there. And you being the state representative, I'm sure the people greatly appreciated you actually showing up there in person.
Absolutely. You're right. They absolutely do. They know that, you know, our schedules are packed. We have a lot going on. Obviously, we are recessed, but that doesn't mean that, you know, my duties are completely, you know, something I can neglect. I do still have to spend some time on paying attention to things in my office. And
sure.
And people appreciate when you come out. There's no doubt about it. And it's always unfortunate because, you know, there were easily six or eight more parades within my district, but, you know, you just have to pick and choose and go where you think you can reach the most people. And so, you know, certainly nothing against the communities I wasn't able to get to. We'll try to give them attention in another way somehow.
Sure, absolutely. One thing that I'm noticing, too, as the Democrats passed the budget, not one Republican in the House voted for it. Only Ed McBroom, the lone senator Republican that voted for it in the Senate. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, now looking at this almost $83 billion, I call it a socialist, communist, Democrat budget. Are you hearing anything at all about her vetoing anything? I can't find stories anywhere. I've researched every news agency out there, and I don't see this governor vetoing anything that the Democrats passed.
No, I can't imagine that would happen. I just, you know, most of the stuff that was pushed through was being pushed through by her office. You know, I think in for the most part during the last, you know, 18 months that we've been in Lansing, I think the governor's office has dictated a lot of what has happened down there. So, no, I can't. That would be a shocker to me if she vetoed anything that they put through.
Yeah. So it's going to go through, and the spending, I mean, I know you attempted, I'm sure, to try to read every page of this thing, but it's so huge. I can't imagine anybody's actually read the entire budget. But here's the main point. Why did the Republicans in caucus, without you disclosing obviously what was discussed, but what was the tactic? Was this a uniformed, we're going to say no, we're not voting for this thing? Was it organic, each state representative Republican saying, I'm sorry, I can't support this? How did that process go through without you disclosing what was actually discussed in caucus?
Well, you know, there's certainly, obviously the Democrats have the majority. And so there's no reason it shouldn't be this way on the whole term, not just on the budget, that, you know, anything that's not favorable to the taxpayers of Michigan, which is most of the things that we passed, we should have made them totally own those on their own and not given them any votes. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen very often. But the budget was one of those that, you know, where we stuck together. It didn't really matter. You know, I'm sure that there were some people that would have liked to vote for it, but clearly they didn't have to. It was going to pass, and we were able to, you know, at least look unified to the general public that the Republicans all stuck together. So we managed to pull that off in the House. Obviously, I know you've talked about this at quite length on your program already, that the Senate's a whole different story. Not only was there one senator that voted for it, but the bigger factor there is the immediate effect thing, where several of the Republicans, including our own senator, and you're my senator, voted for the immediate effect. So while they didn't vote for the budget, they might as well have, because by giving them immediate effect, it took away the one leverage that they had over there.
Yeah, absolutely. John DeMoose and Bumstead and the others that voted for immediate effect. Because really, if they had stayed to their principles and values, Neil, they could have voted not to give it an immediate effect, and that would have pushed it until after the legislative session was over. That would have really put the Democrats in a quandary heading into the lame duck session.
Yeah, it would have. Well, the other thing that it would have done, and the motivation behind trying not to do that, is it would have forced them to offer some concessions to Republicans in the
right.
budget. You know, I don't even know the exact amount. There were hundreds of amendments that were offered by different Republicans, and not a single one of them, of course, was taken up. You know, and that's one of the things that is so important for people to understand. I know that my opponent, you know, keeps saying that, you know, he would work across the aisle and he would be a voice in Lansing for the 107th district, but it doesn't work that way because, you know, there's all kinds of Republicans, obviously, that are on committees, but go talk to them and ask them. You know, other than getting the experience of sitting on a committee and going through the process of what that's like, there's not a single Republican that was effective on a committee, you know, in the last whole term. And that's how politics works. That's how the legislative process works. And, you know, when we get the majority back in November, and I go back there as a returning member, you know, I will be chair of committees, not just on committees, but I'll get chair of committees. And, you know, a new person coming in, because, you know, with the new term limits now the way it is, you know, there's only going to be maybe a half a dozen new members that are going to be down there, as opposed to we had like almost 50, you know, that last when I became, you know,
sure.
a freshman coming in. And
yep.
so there's a lot of freshmen down there, you know, and a lot of people with two and three terms under their belts that are going to get the priorities of being chairs of those committees. And there's only so many committees. So, you know, a freshman coming in, the chances of them, they'd be on committees if we have majority, but certainly would never be a chair of a committee. So, you know, the experience factor is a big deal. You know, so people need to be, you know, they need to educate themselves and totally understand how this whole process works.
Well, in that vein, on that point, being a chair of a committee, you're basically responsible for receiving whatever bills get submitted. And then you're in total control as to one, if that bill even gets put on the committee agenda. Number two, when it gets put on the agenda. And number three, you're basically in control of whether or not those bills coming to you through the process, Neil, as chair, you basically control the entire process of any bill put forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's how it works, no matter who's in control. And, you know, my silver alert bill is a perfect example of that. You know, it's the chair, it's the chairman of the committee that is the one ultimately making the decision not to bring that bill up. And so, yes, as chair of the committee, that's exactly right. You get, you control that committee. You decide which bills are going to be brought up for consideration, which ones are going to get hearings, which ones are going to get pushed through and sent, you know, sent to the speaker's office to potentially be put on the board for a vote. And so that's all very, very important stuff. You know, if people want to see things change down there, it's very important to send people back that will have that influence.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, for those people that don't remember or don't know, explain to them what your silver bill, what it was, and what was it designed to do.
It was it mirrored after the Amber Alert system. So, you know, with the Amber Alert system, if a child goes missing, the parameters, I believe, are within 2 hours of it being reported, an alert goes out. You know, we get them on our cell phones. You know, you can have your cell phone silenced. You can have all that stuff done. Those alerts come through to notify the public that, hey, there's a problem. This is what the problem is. This is who the person is. Typically, you know, there's information there. We can go and see a picture. And so it was to implement the same thing for elderly people or people, you know, maybe with disabilities or different situations like that. That, you know, maybe, you know, dementia and so forth that lose track of where they are, to have that same system, for alerting the public to them, you know, and as I mentioned back when this was happening, this was all born from the gentleman up in Northern Emmett County that went missing last fall that they never did find. And, you know, had there been a silver alert system in place, the chances of finding him would have been, drastically improved. And so, you know, it's really sad that just because, you know, it's my bill and they don't want to give me any accolades and kudos, that they disenfranchise people. And, you know, there's been more people that have gone missing even since that's happened here in the state. So it's unfortunate that people let politics get in the way of what's really good and helpful for society.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully you win the primary election on August 6th, and when they take the majority back, you can be a chair, and maybe you can get that bill passed through once we get the majority back in the House.
Absolutely.
All right, Neil, we appreciate you being on the campaign trail. We'll let you get out there with your signs, and we'll let you go. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this third hour. I got a bunch of text messages while I was monitoring in the background the actual feed on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that we had an extended emergency alert system interruption during our conversation with State Representative Neil Friske? Those of you listening on 97.7 FM texted me, Captain Jeff up in Cedarville and others. Well, on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the TuneIn app, Simple Radio app, did not broadcast that EAS extended alert notice. Not only was it the sounds that they put out, but they also had to put in the extended explanation as to what an EAS alert was. Had this been a real emergency, you would have been instructed to blah, 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 blah. They had to air that on 97.7 FM during my interview with State Representative Neil Friske. Sorry, Del Reynolds. Not a coincidence. This happens all the time. I'm not sure who's in charge of the EAS alerts, but I find it very interesting when Neil Friske's on, or I'm going after the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. I mentioned George Soros. Whatever it is, we get interrupted on an FCC-licensed radio station. If you want to hear the interview with Neil in its entirety, after the show at 12 noon, the podcast will post. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. It will be the podcast at the very top. Today's date, hour three, segment two, in its entirety, without the stupid EAS extended alert that many of you listening on 97.7 had to suffer through to be interrupted by my interviewing State Representative Neil Friske. Coincidence? I don't think so. But they don't want the truth out there. People are receiving their absentee ballots. They don't want to hear Neil talk. The Bergman machine, whoever it is that's behind this, we're on to you. As a matter of fact, I got two text messages that said, that's it. I'm definitely voting for Neil on August 6th. These attack ads that are coming, the mailers you're about to receive, I'm telling you, folks, Fairburn's campaign, the Bergman machine, is going negative, and they're going negative hard. Why? Because you guys see through this crap. This framing, this setup, these negative attacks, these mailers, fake Fairburn lying about Neil's voting record, it's all going to be exposed at the debate on Thursday night. Why? Because I will be speaking and answering the questions for Parker Fairburn, who, by the way, has put together an event, a fundraiser, for the exact same date and time this Thursday, so conveniently he won't be able to come to the debate. That's okay, Parker. I know the things you've told me personally. I've seen the endorsements you've gotten and why you've gotten them. I will fully explain to the folks when the questions are asked by the county chairs. I'll be glad to answer them for you. You don't want to show up? You're not man enough to show up? No problem. I will not be impersonating you. Don't go down that road. I'm very well versed in USC 18 and CFR 25. Thank you, Captain Jeff. And others that warned me. I looked them up myself, verified them. Not going to happen. I will be speaking as Trucker Randy, a syndicated talk show host who studies bills, voting records, campaign finance reports, and most of all, residency of all you people that are not going to show up. I will be glad to share the information with the audience. You'd rather I not do it than come and speak for yourself. You answer the questions. Text me debate, folks. I'll send you the flyer. This is going to be a huge event. Mark my words, history will be made Thursday night in Gaylord. What happens, what doesn't happen, the questions that are asked, the candidates that show up, the elected officials that show up or don't show up, will speak volumes as to your character. Your character as a human being is somebody that wants to be elected to office or reelected. You make the decision. It's up to you. Personally, I'd rather not be sitting up on the stage with a microphone in my hand speaking for you. I'd much rather be off to the side keeping time for the answers. Show up yourself. Do not force me to sit in and answer the questions with the facts that I have researched, studied, and prepped for. You guys have eaten up my entire weekend and probably the rest of my evenings tonight, Tuesday, and Wednesday before the debate on Thursday afternoon. That's okay. I'm glad to do it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com.